Nicheri subneri vagmanam tirasabdam prabhatagat prana nami vaitu chirubadam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Foundacharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Reading from chapter 10, which is called The Opulence of the Absolute. Text number 41. Yat yat vibhuti mat sattvam. Yat yat vibhuti mat sattvam. Srimat urjitam evava. Srimat urjitam evava. Tatad evava gachatvam. Tatad evava gachatvam. Mama tejam sasambhavam. Mama tejam sasambhavam. Yat yat vibhuti mat sattvam. Srimat urjitam evava. Tatad evava gachatvam. Mama tejam sasambhavam. Yat yat vibhuti mat sattvam. Srimat urjitam evava. Tatadevava gachatvam. Mama tejam sasambhavam. Please repeat. Yatad vibhuti mat sattvam. Srimad urjitam evava. Tatadevava gachatvam. Namate jam sasambhavam. Yatyat vibhuti matsattvam. Srimad urjitam evava. Tatare vava gachatvam. Namate jam sasambhavam. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam. Srimad urjitam evava. Tatadevava gachatvam. Mama tejam sasambhavam. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam. Srimad urjitam evava. Tatadevava gachatvam. Mama tejam sasambhavam. Vaishnavis. Yat yat vibhuti mat sattvam. Srimad urjitam evava. Tatadevava gachatvam. Mama tejam sasambhavam. Yat yat vibhuti mat sattvam. Srimad urjitam evava. Tatadevava gachatvam. Mama tejam sasambhavam. Yat yat. Whatever. Vibhuti. Opulences. Mat. Having. Sattvam. Existence. Srimad. Beautiful. Urjitam. Glorious. Eva. Certainly. Va. Or. Tat tat. All those. Eva. Certainly. Avagacha. Must know. Tvam. You. Mama. My. Teja. Of the splendor. Amsha. Apart. Sambhavam. Born of. Translation. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Please repeat. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. There's a short purport. Any glorious or beautiful existence should be understood to be but a fragmental manifestation of Krishna's opulence, whether it be in the spiritual or material world. Anything extraordinarily opulent should be considered to represent Krishna's opulence. Om Jnana Timrandasya Gananjala Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Taitanya Manabhistam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swam Rupa Kadamayam Gadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamam Shri Gurum Vaisnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Sitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Vidamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta. Oh, my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Rate Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turupyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadata Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare Yad Yad Vibhuti Mat Sattvam Shri Mato Jita Mevava Tattareva Vaka Chattvam Amatya Jomsa Sambhavam. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. So we're nearly at the end of chapter 10 now. One more verse tomorrow. So I will do a kind of review of the chapter a little bit going through. So this chapter is called The Opulence of the Absolute, The Magic of Krishna. So the Absolute is personal and impersonal. And Arjuna is asking in this chapter to see the impersonal side of things, the all-pervading, aspect. So it started at the end of the last chapter. The end of the last chapter. What was it? Last verse. Yeah, that one. Say it. Yeah, last one of chapter 9. Manmana bhava mat bhakto majaji mam namaskuru mame vaisyasi yuktvaivam atmana mat parayana. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. So Arjuna has been told to always think of Krishna, so now he's asking how to think of him. So why do I need to know all this, all the opulences of Krishna? Why do I need to know this impersonal side of things? Shouldn't I just be thinking about Krishna with his flute and dancing with the gopis and getting tied up with a rope? And so just go back to the beginning of the chapter, see what Krishna says in text 3. Let me see what he says in text 3. 10, chapter 10, just going back to the beginning of chapter 10. So number 3, text 3, he says, "He who knows me as the unborn, as the beginningless, as the supreme lord of all the worlds, he only, undeluded among men, is freed from all sins." Anybody want to be freed from all sins? So in the purport, Prabhupada says, "One who can come to the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the proprietor of everything, the unborn, is the most successful spiritually realized person. In that stage only, when one has fully understood Krishna's supreme position, one can be freed completely from all sinful reactions." How to get rid of your bad karma. This is the bye-bye bad karma verse. I got one. Okay, gets rid of bad karma. Yes, that's worth knowing. Yes. Anything else? Last night Krishna's dancing with the gopis, doing his Sharadiya Raslila. That's nice. There's another reason why we should know these opulences, and one of them is given in verse 7. Krishna is saying, "One who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mine engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this there is no doubt." It may increase our inclination to do devotional service. And I can't remember where I got it from, but I also wrote, "It increases our gratitude by knowing all these wonderful things about Krishna." And then in text 9, Krishna says about people who are engaged in devotional service, "The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. And what's the result? They derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me." No, from the devotional service you get the bliss, and from the Krishna Katha. Yes, and from Krishna Katha you can get bliss. These are all reasons why we're reading this chapter. Because it's actually fun when you get into it, when you start discussing these things. That we realize how horrible it is here. No, this is the point, is in this chapter we're talking about his opulences, his impersonal side. Which? From Krishna Katha, yeah. Not just that they should only read chapter, which chapters is it in the 10th canto? No, and I mean, we should read the other 9 cantos as well, not just 10th canto. Although we'll be reading 10th canto a little bit this month. So we get increases our devotion, increases gratitude, get rid of our sins. We get great satisfaction and bliss. Next, we get something else. Plus. Next verse. Those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding. Aha, we get some buddhi ook nog. A bit of ook nog. Oh, sorry, speaking Dutch. We get some intelligence. I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Plus, we get, next verse, to show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Krishna's in our hearts with a scrubbing brush, scrubbing it clean. And then, so Arjuna's asking in verse 16, he starts to ask, please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. So he's asking about Krishna's all-pervasive aspect. So I've got one translation from Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is how the Srimad Bhagavatam starts, the first canto, first chapter, first text, and Prabhupada translates it like this. O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So it's this all-pervading aspect that Arjuna is asking about now. So the next verse is saying, how shall I think of you? O Krishna, O supreme mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? And how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? And now the juicy bit. Next verse. O Janardan, again, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you, for the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. So the reason that why we discuss about Krishna is because it's juicy. It gives us that taste. So the magic of Krishna. In the next purport, Prabhupada says, the very topics of Krishna are so relishable that they appear as nectar. They appear to the devotees as nectar. Thus the devotees enjoy them. In discussing Krishna's opulences and his diverse energies, the pure devotees take transcendental pleasure. Therefore, they want to hear and discuss them. Anybody want some transcendental pleasure? So I thought we could have a little discussion on the magic of Krishna. What is it that's really special about Krishna? Let me see how much you remember. I'll just read the verse. Oh, close your books. Close your books and your gadgets. So this is what Krishna said. First he says, I am the super soul seated in the hearts of all living entities. Now, Krishna is in our heart. Isn't that in itself special? Isn't that magical in itself? Krishna is in the heart. And you can even talk to him. He's probably waiting for you to say something after all these years. He's been sitting in there for how many years being ignored? Oh, hello, hi. See, this body is to us, we can't see in, but he can see out. It's a kind of a two-way mirror. He can see out. He can see who you're talking to. He's listening to all your conversations. He's looking at what you're looking at. So this is what he says. Of the Adityas, I am. Of the Adityas, I am. Begins with V. Of the Adityas, I am the Vishnu. You're supposed to close your book. Close your book. Of lights, I am the... Yes, he knows that one. Of the Maruts, I am Marichi, and among the stars, I am the moon. Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods, I am Indra, the king of heaven. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force, which is the living force. In brackets, consciousness. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvira. Of the Vasus, I am fire. What's his name? Agni. And of mountains, I am Meru. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief. Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya. And of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, Japa. And of immovable things, I am the
Himalayas.
Of all trees, I am the banyan tree. And of the sages, among the demigods, I am Narada Muni. Of the Gandharvas, I am Chitrarata, and among perfected beings, I am the sage Kapila. Of horses, know me to be Uchaisrava, produced during the churning of the ocean for nectar. Of lordly elephants, I am Airavata. And among men, I am the monarch. Of weapons, ladies, I am of weapons. What's Indra's weapon? Yes, ladies. Of cows, I am the Surabhi. Of causes for procreation, I am Kandarpa, the god of love. And among serpents, I am Vasuki. Of the many hooded Nagas, I am Ananta. And among the aquatics, I am the demigod Varuna. Of the departed ancestors, I am Aryama. And among the dispensers of law, I am Yamaraj, the lord of death. Among the Daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among Sujuas, I am time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Of the wielders of weapons, I am Ram. Which Ram? Parashuram. Of fishes, I am the shark. Ladies, of flowing rivers, I am okay. Yes, Ganges, Ganges. Of all creations, I am the beginning and the end and also the middle. O Arjuna, of sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self, and among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. Of letters, I am the letter A. And among compound words, I am the jewel compound. I am also inexhaustible time, and of creators, I am Brahma. I am all devouring death, and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness and patience. Of the hymns in the Samaveda, I am the Brihat Sama, and of poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am Margashirsha, November, December, and of seasons, I am flower-bearing spring. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid, I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudev. And of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyasadev. And among great thinkers, I don't know this one. Among all means of suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment, and of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence, and of the wise, I am the wisdom. Furthermore, O Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being, moving or non-moving, that can exist without me. O mighty conqueror of enemies, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Now you can tell me your personal... So we're going to discuss the magic of Krishna. Where can you see the magic of Krishna? You personally. What is it that you think, wow? Ever knew. Shall I say one of mine that I think, wow, when there's a really big thunderstorm and the nature's going boom, boom, everything's flashing, and then I think, wow. This is so powerful, this big power. Or at the beach when the ocean's like crashing down onto the beach. The power of the ocean, it's something so big. Yes, looking at the stars at night, stars makes us feel small. And every sunrise is like a painting, and then if an airplane goes across, it's like graffiti. And every sunset is different. Everyone is different. So many days, they're all different. And I wrote a few things down. I wrote a rainbow. It's just something very nice and beautiful, and it's not really necessary for Krishna to make it. He just make it because he likes to make things like this. Brahma, make a few rainbows for me. In India, they call it the bow of Ram, Ramachandra. Ram Danur. We call it a rainbow. They call it Ram's bow. Who can think of some personal magic? When you see a very nice flower like a rose that smells very nice, we can't make anything like that. We can make some plastic roses, but they don't smell. And grow. If you get a little seed, inside is the whole tree. From a whole oak tree grows from a little seed like this. The seed, the tree is inside the seed. or if you get a lemon tree. You just give it some water and it produces all these lemons. So much fragrance and so much taste. Or if you ever seen a snowflake, close up of a snowflake. I was sitting in a cold room one time and there was some condensation on the window and then it froze. But it made such a beautiful pattern and it just froze in like patterns. The whole pattern, the whole design appeared before me on the window. I was completely amazed. Like sometimes you wake up and there's a frost pattern on the window, but to see it grow in like 2 minutes' time was amazing. Just the way the crystals grow, it was like no film on the TV can ever compare with it. There was one program on the TV and they got a guy with a camera to go down in the ocean and film all these amazing things that we normally don't see. All the life down there is very colorful apparently, and this whole world that we don't know about. Anybody else got some magic? Mountains. Any in particular? Switzerland. Has anyone ever seen a volcano? I imagine that if you see a volcano, that must also be quite awe-inspiring.
Yeah, for me, you already started with it, it's really hard. Basically, if someone really cares about you, really, so it also lets you go through stuff, so you learn, not necessarily to make you feel happy or anything. Someone really cares about you, that for me makes me feel happy.
That Krishna cares about us. And looks after us and gives you everything we need. Don't speak English? Where are you from? Portuguese. Oh, mountains. Is he talking about the moon and the sun? Okay, so now we'll stop there. We'll get some other magic of Krishna. Thank you for taking part. Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.